This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
We think that your parade is beautiful. You look spectacular. We've given the streets over to you and to your crew. We hope you have a wonderful ride. Hail Queen Zulu!
Powered by News One.
That is the Mardi Gras parade.
Now with the mayor.
Now
to clean that mess up.
That's what the cleanup began, and we're about
hose it down. It smells like ugh.
We're about 6 hours past the end of Mardi Gras, and now we begin the Lenten season. The president's administration yesterday delayed implementing his unilateral steps to shield millions of illegal immigrants from deportation after a judge blocked the actions at the urging of 26 states, accusing the president of exceeding his powers. It's a setback, and the U.S. Judge Andrew Hansen in Brownsville, Texas, along the Texas border with Mexico, issued a temporary court order on Monday, stopping the president's executive actions that bypassed a gridlock Congress, and it was supposed to go into effect today. The great Michael Kottman is writing on Black America Web today about smooth sailing for Arnold Donald, the Carnival Cruise Line's first Black CEO.
Yeah. He's coming on the cruise,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is. The Mississippi lawmaker is apologizing over his claim about Black folks on welfare. The Mississippi lawmaker apologized yesterday for saying that in the town where he used to be mayor, all the Blacks are getting food stamps, and I call them welfare crazy checks. Representative Gene Alday of Walls, Mississippi, delivered his apology in a 30-second speech to the Mississippi House of Representatives. I'm deeply sorry for my recent statements. I was wrong to say what I did. There's no excuse for my behavior. I value the relationships I've made with everyone in the House. I am so sorry. I made a great mistake.
I'm sick of apologies.
Wow.
You know, you say some crazy stuff, and then you come back and apologize. Like, you know, all you got to do is apologize for saying some crazy racist stuff.
Yeah, how times have changed where nobody apologized for anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And they just said it.
They just said it, didn't apologize. Yeah. So
check out BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Yeah, we're going a little bit.
Shifting society section. This week's focus is on entertainment and media. Yesterday, the focus was on the great director Ava DuVernay. Today, Gregory Porter, who is a jazz artist. Tracy Morgan was missed on Sunday night, Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary special. And there was a shout-out to him of sorts, a tribute segment to the comedian, and they say that he is not mentally ready to appear on TV at this point, and his condition is still pretty serious. Meanwhile, the Walmart driver has appealed in his bid to delay the Tracy Morgan crash suit. The Walmart driver involved in the crash that killed one comedian and severely injured Tracy and several others has asked a federal judge to reconsider her decision not to delay the lawsuit against the company. He's not a defendant, but he wants to intervene to delay it from moving forward until his criminal case is resolved. And he faces criminal charges in a state court, and he wants a right to a fair trial, and it could be affected. And so he wants to delay
Tracy Morgan is experiencing memory loss.
They say there is a considerable amount of lack of clarity in his thoughts. And so that's what the report was, lack of clarity. And so that just indicates that he's still having some difficulties, not only physically, but mentally as well. You know, we've been talking about this mother in North Carolina that won the Powerball.
Yeah.
She's 26 years old,
right,
a mother of four. Her name is Marie Holmes. And now the controversy is because the first thing she said is she's going to pay her tithes. So the controversy is,
will her tithes be 10% of $188 million?
No, the controversy is using gambling in order to give money to the church.
Well, they'll take it. They'll take it. Trust me.
That's a controversy.
That is. There's a lot of talk about this now about whether, and Jay, you're right.
As much as Christians gamble.
As much as they gamble and play bingo and all that.
And the talk is, should the church take her money because it was a gain through gambling?
And who's talking this?
Drinking the church iced tea is a gamble, Sybil.
Not to mention the chicken. So bless Marie Holmes' heart. You know, she's out there, you know, doing her thing and trying to get her money and saying she's going to do right by the church.
You're right. Don't even get me started on the macaroni and cheese.
Those are your headlines.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.